Hello, I'm Otto Kekäläinen, and I am the person responsible for the Debian packaging of MariaDB and related software. And I'm responsible for the version of MariaDB currently available from Debian and Ubuntu distributions. Today I'm going to tell you what happens after a new upstream release is out and before it becomes available for users in Debian and Ubuntu to install or upgrade to. There is quite a lot of quality assurance going on, and I hope that the users of Debian and Ubuntu would appreciate all the vetting of new releases that is done on their behalf. And I'm sure quality assurance in Debian is also interesting for MariaDB developers as a source of information that can be used to improve the MariaDB server itself. I will publish these slides on Twitter during this talk. So if you're interested in Debian and MariaDB, please follow me on Twitter. So first of all, why is Debian relevant? Debian and Ubuntu are among the most popular Linux distributions, and there are probably millions of users who start their journey with MariaDB by running apt-install MariaDB server. The relation of Debian and Ubuntu is that Ubuntu is downstream of Debian and builds upon everything that is in Debian while adding many customizations and some components of its own. Ubuntu has also its own release cycle and support periods that are independent from Debian. For MariaDB, this means that new versions of MariaDB go first into Debian and from there they automatically flow to Ubuntu. So what's the state of MariaDB currently in Debian and Ubuntu? The current Debian stable release, Buster, was shipped with MariaDB 10.3. The next Debian release, Bullseye, will be shipped with 10.5. That will happen sometime in 2021, probably in April or May. Galera 3 is in Buster, and Galera 4 will be available in Bullseye. Galera 4 is actually already available in Buster backports and Stretch backports. 10.5 might become available officially via the backport system as well in the future, but you can naturally install it for any distribution version from the MariaDB.org repositories as well. The Oracle MySQL version has not been available in official Debian releases since Debian Jesse. It does exist in the Debian Unstable Archive, sort of considered unfit for release permanently, and thus it will not be included in any stable releases of Debian. The version of Oracle MySQL Unstable was 5.7 for a long time, and since last fall, version 8.0 has entered Debian Unstable. There is also a meta package, MySQL Defaults, that dictates what is the provider of MySQL compatible database. And in Debian, the release team decided to default to MariaDB and only MariaDB, while Ubuntu defaults to Oracle MySQL, but MariaDB is also available there, for users can choose in Ubuntu. So here's a timeline of MariaDB and MySQL releases and how they relate to Debian releases. As you can see, Debian 8, codenamed Jesse, shipped both MariaDB and MySQL. And from Debian 9, codenamed Stretch onwards, the official Debian release has only included MariaDB. Also note that as MariaDB releases are almost annual and thus more frequent than the Debian releases, we have the situation that users of current stable Debian will skip 10.4 and jump directly from 10.3 to 10.5 when the upgrade from Debian 10, codename Buster, to Debian 11, codename Bullseye, will happen. If you want to check out the state of each package and their respective versions, you can at any given time go to packages.debian.org debian.org or packages.ubuntu.com and look up the package MariaDB server to see what version is in what release. All right, next we look how the Debian packaging process actually works and what happens after a new upstream release is available. So first of all, Debian packaging is done in a separate Git repository at salsa.debian.org, which is a GitLab instance Debian uses. This is completely public and you can check it out yourself. In Debian, there's a tool called uscan that automatically checks for new upstream releases. And if one is available, it can automatically download the new upstream source package and import that into the packaging repository in a single commit that represents the new upstream version. Note that in Debian, all the packaging work goes into the Debian directory and the surrounding code is kept in a pristine state. Also note that in Debian, there's an extra revision number that comes on top of the upstream version string. This is useful as Debian revision number will grow each time a new Debian release is made and bug fixes and patches improve upon the same upstream version. And for software to get from the Debian packaging repository into the actual Debian archive, a Debian developer needs to upload it. There are about 1,000 Debian developers in the world currently, and only they have the power to do uploads. So contributing to the Debian packaging repository is open for anybody, but changes to go into a Debian developer needs to approve and upload it. And for MariaDB, Galera, and other related packages, the Debian developer is me. So this picture is probably too small for you to see, but you can check out my slides afterwards and the details of this image. But the main point here is to illustrate that in Debian, all new software and upgrades to existing software go into the Debian Unstable archive first. Once the package has been in the unstable for a while without anybody filing severe bugs against it, and all the quality assurance systems sealed green light for it, the package migrates to the Debian testing archive. Then about every second year, the testing archive enters a so-called freeze period, and then only bug fixes for existing software is accepted. And once deemed fit for a release, a new stable release is announced from that frozen testing. And then after that, the unstable and testing cycle will then continue to roll again until a new freeze and a new stable is about to be made. There's also a release flow outside the unstable testing cycle, and that are the urgent security releases which can go directly into a stable release. There are also so-called stable updates as a channel for less time-sensitive security updates and important bug fixes. But those stable updates are quite limited, and keeping stable is a holy principle for Debian release managers, and they really don't want to take risks about it. Security updates are also the only case when we do direct uploads to the Debian archives, Ubuntu archives. Normally we do the, everything goes to Ubuntu first. From a quality assurance perspective, the security releases are challenging as it bypasses most of the usual quality assurance processes, but we still manage it because in Debian we keep a small delay to allow some time for basic quality assurance to happen. And there's actually been several cases where we've delayed making a security release for a couple of days, and then in upstream they've noticed that the new security release broke something, and then we've just passed that one and took the second security release soon after that. Now,